Welcome to The Mildly Interesting with Oliver Wilson, the official bedtime podcast of former insomniacs. Tomorrow is Tuesday, November 9th, Scrapple Day. Scrapple is a dish made out of the leftovers scraps in the meat production process. It is traditionally made from the meat of pigs, chickens, and cows. The dish was brought to the US by the Germans in medieval Europe. The Pennsylvania Dutch called the dish panhaus, which translated to pan rabbit. Scrapple is usually thought of as a mid-Atlantic local food, served as an ethnic food of the Pennsylvania Dutch and Amish. You may or may not have had scrapple, but have you ever wondered about its history? Well, I have. And I think you might just find it mildly interesting. Subscribe to The Mildly Interesting on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. Scrapple, also known by the Pennsylvania Dutch name panhaus or borkenbrijge, panhaar in English, is traditionally a mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal and wheat flour, often buckwheat flour and spices. The mush is formed into a semi-solid congealed loaf, and slices of the scrapple are then pan-fried before serving. Scraps of meat left over from butchering, not used or sold elsewhere, were made into scrapple to avoid waste. Scrapple is best known as an American food of the southern mid-Atlantic states, Delaware, Maryland, South Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Scrapple and panhaus are commonly considered an ethnic food of the Pennsylvania Dutch, including the Mennonites and Amish. Scrapple is found in supermarkets throughout the region in both fresh and frozen refrigerated cases. Scrapple is typically made of hog offal, such as the head, heart, liver, and other trimmings, boiled with any bones attached, often the entire head, to make a broth. Once cooked, bones and fat are removed, the meat is reserved, and, dry, cornmeal is boiled in the broth to make a mush. Finely minced meat is returned to the pot, and seasonings, typically sage, thyme, savory, black pepper, and others, are added. The mush is formed into loaves and allowed to cool thoroughly until set. The proportions and seasoning are very much a matter of the region and the cook's taste. A few manufacturers have introduced beef and turkey varieties and colored the loaf to retain the traditional coloration derived from the original pork liver base. Due to its composition is often jokingly described as being made from everything but the oink. Scrapple is typically cut into 1/4 to 3/4 inch thick, 0.6 to 1.9 centimeters, slices and pan-fried until brown to form a crust. It is sometimes first coated with flour. It may be fried in butter or oil and is sometimes deep-fried. Scrapple can also be broiled, which gives the scrapple a crisp exterior. Scrapple is usually eaten as a breakfast side dish. It can be served plain, sweet, or savory condiments, apple butter, ketchup, jelly, maple syrup, honey, or mustard. Etymologically, scrapple is a diminutive of scrap, a reference to its composition. The culinary traditions that led to the development of scrapple in America have been traced back to pre-Roman Europe. The more immediate culinary ancestor of scrapple was the Low German dish called panhaus, which was adapted to make use of locally available ingredients, and it is still called panhaus, panhos, ponhos, or panhaus in parts of Pennsylvania. The first recipes were created by German colonists who settled near Philadelphia and Chester County, Pennsylvania, in the 17th and 18th centuries. As a result, scrapple is strongly associated with areas surrounding Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, southern New York, and the Delmarva Peninsula. Its popularity on the Delmarva Peninsula celebrated the second weekend of October during the annual Apple Scrapple Festival in Bridgeville, Delaware. The two most prominent brands of scrapple in Philadelphia are Habesett and Rapper, controlling approximately half and one quarter of the market, respectively. Rapper accounts for about three quarters of the Baltimore market. The title of jazz artist Charlie Parker's 1947 composition Scrapple from the Apple is inspired by the food scrapple in the Big Apple, New York City. When we return, black pepper. Black pepper, Piper nigrum, is a flowering vine in the family Piperaceae, cultivated for its fruit, a peppercorn, usually dried and used as a spice and seasoning. The fruit is a drupe, stone fruit, which, when fresh and fully mature, is about 5 mm, 0.20 in, diameter, dark red, and contains a stone that encloses a single pepper seed. Peppercorns and the ground pepper derived from them may be described simply as pepper, or more precisely as black pepper, cooked and dried unripe fruit, green pepper, dried unripe fruit, or white pepper, ripe fruit seeds. Black pepper is native to present-day Kerala, a state on the southwestern coast of India, and is extensively cultivated there and in other tropical regions. Since antiquity, ground, dried, and cooked peppercorns have been used both for flavor and traditional medicine. Black pepper is the world's most traded spice and is one of the most common spices added to cuisines worldwide. Its spiciness is due to the chemical compound piperine, which is different from the capsaicin characteristic of chili peppers. It is ubiquitous in the Western world as a seasoning, and is often paired with salt, and is available on dining tables in shakers or mills. The word pepper derives from Old English pippa, Latin piper, and Sanskrit pipali for long pepper. In the 16th century, people began using pepper to mean the unrelated New World chili pepper, genus Capsicum. Processed peppercorns come in a variety of colors, any one of which may be used in food preparation, ubiquitous peppercorn sauce. Black pepper is produced from the still green, unripe, drupe of the pepper plant. The drupes are cooked briefly in hot water to clean them and prepare them for drying. The heat ruptures cell walls in the pepper, speeding the work of browning enzymes during drying. The drupes dry in the sun or by machine for several days, during which the pepper skin around the seed shrinks and darkens into a thin, wrinkled black layer. Once dry, the spice is called black peppercorn. On some estates, the berries are separated from the stem by hand and then sun-dried without boiling. After the peppercorns are dried, pepper spirit and oil can be extracted from the berries by crushing them. Pepper spirit is used in many medicinal and beauty products. Pepper oil is also used as an Ayurvedic massage oil and in certain beauty and herbal treatments. White pepper consists solely of the seed of the ripe fruit of the pepper plant, with the thin darker colored skin, flesh, of the fruit removed. This is usually accomplished by a process known as retting, where fully ripe red pepper berries are soaked in water for about a week, so the flesh of the peppercorn softens and decomposes. Rubbing then removes what remains of the fruit, and the naked seed is dried. Sometimes the outer layer is removed from the seed through other mechanical, chemical, or biological methods. Ground white pepper is commonly used in Chinese, Thai, and Portuguese cuisines. It finds occasional use in other cuisines in salads, light-colored sauces, and mashed potatoes as a substitute for black pepper because black pepper would visibly stand out. However, white pepper lacks certain compounds present in the outer layer of the drupe, resulting in a different overall flavor. Green pepper, like black pepper, is made from unripe drupes. Dried green peppercorns are treated in a way that retains the green color, such as with sulfur dioxide, canning, or freeze-drying. Pickled peppercorns, also green, are unripe drupes preserved in brine or vinegar. Fresh, unpreserved green pepper drupes are used in some cuisines like Thai cuisine and Tamil cuisine. Their flavor has been described as spicy and fresh, with a bright aroma. They decay quickly if not dried or preserved, making them unsuitable for international shipping. Red peppercorns usually consist of ripe peppercorn drupes preserved in brine and vinegar. Ripe red peppercorns can also be dried using the same color-preserving techniques used to produce green pepper. Pink peppercorns are the fruits of the Peruvian pepper tree, Scinus molli, or its relative, the Brazilian pepper tree, Scinus terebinthifolius, plants from a different family, Anacardiaceae. As they are members of the cashew family, they may cause allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, for persons with a tree nut allergy. The bark of Drymes winteri, canelo or winter's bark, is used as a substitute for pepper in cold and temperate regions of Chile and Argentina, where it is easily found and readily available. In New Zealand, the seeds of kawa kawa, Piper excelsum, a relative of black pepper, are sometimes used as pepper. The leaves of Pseudowintera colorata, mountain horopito, are another replacement for pepper. Several plants in the United States are also used as pepper substitutes, such as field pepperwort, least pepperwort, shepherd's purse, horseradish, and field pennycress. The pepper plant is a perennial woody vine growing up to 4 meters, 13 feet, in height on supporting trees, poles, or trellises. It is a spreading vine, rooting readily where trailing stems touch the ground. The leaves are alternate, entire, 5 to 10 centimeters, 2.0 to 3.9 in, long and 3 to 6 centimeters, 1.2 to 2.4 in, across. The flowers are small, produced on pendulous spikes 4 to 8 centimeters, 1.6 to 3.1 in, long at the leaf nodes, the spikes lengthening up to 7 to 15 centimeters, 2.8 to 5.9 in, as the fruit matures. Pepper can be grown in soil that is neither too dry nor susceptible to flooding, moist, well-drained, and rich in organic matter. The vines do not do well over an altitude of 900 meters, 3,000 feet, above sea level. The plants are propagated by cuttings about 40 to 50 centimeters, 16 to 20 in, long, tied up to neighboring trees or climbing frames at distances of about 2 meters, 6 feet 7 in, apart. Trees with rough bark are favored over those with smooth bark, as the pepper plants climb rough bark more readily. Competing plants are cleared away, leaving only sufficient trees to provide shade and permit free ventilation. The roots are covered in leaf mulch and manure, and the shoots are trimmed twice a year. On dry soils, The young plants require watering every other day during the dry season for the first 3 years. The plants bear fruit from the fourth or fifth year and then typically for 7 years. The cuttings are usually cultivars, selected both for yield and quality of fruit. A single stem bears 20 to 30 fruiting spikes. The harvest begins as soon as one or two fruits at the base of the spikes begin to turn red, and before the fruit is fully mature and still complex. If allowed to ripen completely, the fruits lose pungency, and ultimately fall off and are lost. The spikes are collected and spread out to dry in the sun, then the peppercorns are stripped off the spikes. Black pepper is native either to Southeast Asia or South Asia. Within the genus Piper, it is most closely related to other Asian species, such as P. caninum. Wild pepper grows in the Western Ghats region of India. Into the 19th century, the forests contained expansive wild pepper vines, as recorded by the Scottish physician Francis Buchanan, also a botanist and geographer, in his book A Journey from Madras Through the Countries of Mysore, Kanara, and Malabar, Volume 3. However, deforestation resulted in wild pepper growing in more limited forest patches, from Goa to Kerala, with the wild source gradually decreased as the cultivated variety's quality and yield improved. No successful grafting of commercial pepper on wild pepper has been achieved to date. In 2019, Ethiopia was the world's largest producer and exporter of black peppercorns, producing 374,413 tons or 34% of the world total table. Other major producers were Vietnam, Brazil, Indonesia, India, China, and Malaysia. Global pepper production varies annually according to crop management, disease, and weather. Peppercorns are among the most widely traded spice globally, accounting for 20% of all spice imports. Black pepper is native to South Asia and Southeast Asia and has been known to Indian cooking since 2000 BCE. J. Innes Miller notes that while pepper was grown in southern Thailand and Malaysia, its most important source was India, particularly the Chera dynasty, in Kerala's state. The lost ancient port city of Muziris in Kerala, famous for exporting black pepper and various other spices, gets mentioned in several classical historical sources. Peppercorns were a much prized trade good, often called black gold, and used as commodity money. The legacy of this trade remains in some Western legal systems that recognize the term peppercorn rent as a token payment for something that is, essentially, a gift. The ancient history of black pepper is often interlinked with, and confused with, that of long pepper, the dried fruit of closely related Piper longum. The Romans knew of both and often referred to either as just Piper. In fact, the popularity of long pepper did not entirely decline until discovering the New World and chili peppers. Chili peppers, some of which, when dried, are similar in shape and taste to long pepper, were easier to grow in a variety of locations more convenient to Europe. Before the 16th century, pepper was being grown in Java, Sunda, Sumatra, Madagascar, Malaysia, and everywhere in Southeast Asia. These areas traded mainly with China or used the pepper locally. Ports in the Malabar area also served as a stop-off point for much of the trade in other spices from farther east in the Indian Ocean. Black peppercorns were found stuffed in the nostrils of Ramesses II, placed there as part of the mummification rituals shortly after his death in 1213 BCE. Little is known about the use of pepper in ancient Egypt and how it reached the Nile from South Asia. Pepper, both long and black, was known in Greece at least as early as the 4th century BCE, though it was probably an uncommon and expensive item that only the very rich could afford. By the time of the early Roman Empire, especially after Rome's conquest of Egypt in 30 BCE, the open ocean crossing of the Arabian Sea direct to Chera dynasty southern India's Malabar coast was near routine. Details of this trading across the Indian Ocean have been passed down in the Periplus of the Erythraean Sea. According to the Greek geographer Strabo, the early empire sent around 120 ships on an annual trip to India and back. The fleet timed its travel across the Arabian Sea to take advantage of the predictable monsoon winds. Returning from India, the ships traveled up the Red Sea, from where the cargo was carried overland or via the Nile Red Sea Canal to the Nile River, barged to Alexandria, and shipped from there to Italy and Rome. The rough geographical outlines of this same trade route would dominate the pepper trade into Europe for a millennium and a half to come. With ships sailing directly to the Malabar coast, Malabar black pepper was now traveling a shorter trade route than long pepper, and the prices reflected it. Pliny the Elder's Natural History tells us the prices in Rome around 77 CE, long pepper, is 15 denarii per pound, while that of white pepper is 7, and of black, 4. Pliny also complains, there is no year in which India does not drain the Roman Empire of 50 million sesterces, and further moralizes on pepper. It is quite surprising that the use of pepper has come so much into fashion, seeing that in other substances which we use, it is sometimes their sweetness, and sometimes their appearance that has attracted our notice, whereas, pepper has nothing in it that can plead as a recommendation to either fruit or berry, its only desirable quality being a certain pungency, and yet it is for this that we import it all the way from India. Who was the first to make a trial of it as an article of food? And who, I wonder, was the man who was not content to prepare himself by hunger only to satisfy a greedy appetite? Pliny, Natural History 12.14. He does not state whether the 50 million was the actual amount of money that found its way to India or the total retail cost of the items in Rome, and, elsewhere, he cites a figure of 100 million sesterces. Black pepper was a well-known and widespread, if expensive, seasoning in the Roman Empire. Apicius de Re Coquinaria, a 3rd century cookbook probably based partly on one from the 1st century CE, includes pepper in most of its recipes. In the History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Edward Gibbon wrote that pepper was a favorite ingredient of the most expensive Roman cookery. Pepper was so valuable that it was often used as collateral or even currency. The taste for pepper, or the appreciation of its monetary value, was passed on to those who would see Rome fall. Alaric, king of the Visigoths, included 3,000 pounds of pepper as part of the ransom he demanded from Rome when he besieged the city in the 5th century. After the fall of Rome, others took over the middle legs of the spice trade, first the Persians and then the Arabs. Innes Miller cites the account of Cosmas Indico Plustes, who traveled east to India, as proof that pepper was still being exported from India in the 6th century. By the end of the early Middle Ages, the central portions of the spice trade were firmly under Islamic control. Once into the Mediterranean, the trade was largely monopolized by Italian powers, especially Venice and Genoa. The rise of these city-states was funded in large part by the spice trade. A riddle authored by St. Aldhelm, a 7th century bishop of Sherborne, sheds some light on black pepper's role in England at that time. I am black on the outside, clad in a wrinkled cover. Yet within, I bear a burning marrow. I season delicacies, the banquets of kings, and the luxuries of the table. Both the sauces and the tenderized meats of the kitchen. But you will find in me no quality of any worth. Unless your bowels have been rattled by my gleaming marrow. It is commonly believed that pepper was often used to conceal the taste of partially rotten meat during the Middle Ages. No evidence supports this claim, and historians view it as highly unlikely. In the Middle Ages, pepper was a luxury item, affordable only to the wealthy, who certainly had unspoiled meat available, as well. In addition, people of the time certainly knew that eating spoiled food would make them sick. Similarly, the belief that pepper was widely used as a preservative is questionable. It is true that piperin, the compound that gives pepper its spiciness, has some antimicrobial properties, but at the concentrations present when pepper has used a spice, the effect is small. Salt is a much more effective preservative, and salt-cured meats were common fare, especially in winter. However, pepper and other spices certainly played a role in improving the taste of long-preserved meats. Its exorbitant price during the Middle Ages, and the monopoly on the trade held by Italy, was one of the inducements that led the Portuguese to seek a sea route to India. In 1498, Vasco da Gama became the first to reach India by sailing around Africa, asked Arabs in Calicut, who spoke Spanish and Italian, why they had come. His representative replied, "We seek Christians and spices." Though this first trip to India by way of the southern tip of Africa was only a modest success, the Portuguese quickly returned in greater numbers and eventually gained much greater control of trade on the Arabian Sea. The 1494 Treaty of Tordesillas with the Spanish granted Portugal exclusive rights to the half of the world where black pepper originated. However, the Portuguese proved unable to monopolize the spice trade. Older Arab and Venetian trade networks successfully imported enormous quantities of spices, and pepper once again flowed through Alexandria, and Italy and around Africa. In the 17th century, the Portuguese lost almost all of their valuable Indian Ocean trade to the Dutch and the English, who, taking advantage of the Spanish rule over Portugal during the Iberian Union, 1580-1640, occupied by force almost all Portuguese interests in the area. The pepper ports of Malabar began to trade increasingly with the Dutch in the period 1661-1663. As pepper supplies into Europe increased, the price of pepper declined, though the total value of the import trade generally did not. In the early Middle Ages, pepper, which had been an item exclusively for the rich, started to become more of an everyday seasoning among those of more average means. Today, pepper accounts for one-fifth of the world's spice trade. It is possible that black pepper was known in China in the 2nd century BCE if poetic reports regarding an explorer named Tang Meng are correct. Sent by Emperor Wu to what is now southwest China, Tang Meng is said to have come across something called Jujiang or sauce beetle. He was told it came from the markets of Shu, an area in what is now the Sichuan province. The traditional view among historians is that sauce beetle is a sauce made from beetle leaves, but arguments have been made that it refers to pepper, either long or black. In the 3rd century CE, black pepper made its first definite appearance in Chinese texts, as huzhao or foreign pepper. It does not appear to have been widely known at the time, failing to appear in a 4th century work describing a wide variety of spices from beyond China's southern border, including long pepper. By the 12th century, however, black pepper had become a popular ingredient in the wealthy and powerful cuisine, sometimes taking China's native Sichuan pepper, the tongue-numbing dried fruit of an unrelated plant. Marco Polo testifies to pepper's popularity in 13th century China, when he relates what he is told of its consumption in the city of Qinzi, Hangzhou. Messer Marco heard it stated by one of the great Khan's officers of customs that the quantity of pepper introduced daily for consumption into the city of Qinzi amounted to 43 loads, each load being equal to 223 pounds. During the Ming treasure voyages in the early 15th century, Admiral Zheng He and his expeditionary fleets returned with such a large amount of black pepper that the once costly luxury became a common commodity. Like many Eastern spices, pepper was historically both a seasoning and traditional medicine. Pepper appears in the Buddhist Samanaphala Sutta, Chapter 5, as one of the few medicines a monk can carry. Long pepper, being stronger, was often the preferred medication, but both were used. Black pepper, or long pepper, was believed to cure several illnesses, such as constipation, insomnia, oral abscesses, sunburn, and toothaches. Various sources from the 5th century onward recommended pepper to treat eye problems, often by applying salves or poultices made with pepper directly to the eye. Though current medical research has yet to confirm any treatment benefit to humans, several benefits have been shown in animal modeling experiments. Pepper contains phytochemicals, including amides, piperidines, pyrrolidines, and trace amounts of safrole, which may be carcinogenic in laboratory rodents. Piperine is under study for its potential to increase the absorption of selenium, vitamin B12, beta-carotene, and curcumin, as well as other compounds. Pepper is known to cause sneezing. Some sources say that piperine, a substance present in black pepper, irritates the nostrils, causing sneezing. Few, if any, controlled studies have been carried out to answer the question. Piperine is also under study for various possible physiological effects, although this work is preliminary, and mechanisms of activity for piperine in the human body remain unknown. 1 tablespoon, 6 grams of ground black pepper contains moderate amounts of vitamin K, 13% of the daily value or DV, iron, 10% DV, and manganese, 18% DV, with trace amounts of other essential nutrients, protein, and dietary fiber. Pepper gets its spicy heat mostly from piperine derived from both the outer fruit and the seed. Black pepper contains between 4.6 and 9.7% piperine by mass, and white pepper is slightly more than that. Refined piperine, by weight, is about 1% as hot as the capsaicin found in chili peppers. The outer fruit layer, left on black pepper, also contains aroma-contributing terpenes, including germicrine, 11%, limonene, 10%, pinene, 10%, alpha-felandrine, 9%, and beta-caryophyllene, 7%, which gives citrusy, woody, and floral notes. These scents are mostly missing in white pepper, as the fermentation and other processing remove the fruit layer, which also contains some of the spicy piperine. Other flavors also commonly develop in this process, some of which are described as off flavors when in excess, primarily 3-methylindole, pig manure-like, 4-methylphenol, horse manure, 3-methylphenol, phenolic, and butyric acid, cheese. The aroma of pepper is attributed to rotundan, 3,4,6,7,8-hexahydro-3-alpha-8-alpha-dimethyl-5-alpha-1-methylethenyl-azulyne-1,2-H-1, a sesquiterpene originally discovered in the tubers of Cyperus rotundus, which can be detected in concentrations of 0.4 nanograms/L in water and in wine. Rotundan is also present in marjoram, oregano, rosemary, basil, thyme, and geranium, as well as in some Shiraz wines. Pepper loses flavor and aroma through evaporation, so airtight storage helps preserve its spiciness longer. Pepper can also lose flavor when exposed to light, which can transform piperine into nearly tasteless isocavazine. Once ground, pepper's aromatics can evaporate quickly. Most culinary sources recommend grinding whole peppercorns immediately before use for this reason. Handheld pepper mills or grinders, which mechanically grind or crush whole peppercorns, are used as an alternative to pepper shakers that dispense ground pepper. Spice mills such as pepper mills were found in European kitchens as early as the 14th century, but the mortar and pestle used earlier for crushing pepper have remained a popular method for centuries, as well. Enhancing the flavor profile of peppercorns, including piperine and essential oils, before processing has been attempted through the post-harvest application of ultraviolet C light, UVC.